Today, President Biden is expected to talk to the nation about a new COVID-19 plan to curb the rapid spread of the Delta variant. On average, about 1,500 people in America are dying of COVID each day. That's more than at any point since March. And the number of children contracting COVID is also rising. The CDC says the rate of babies and children under 4 years old diagnosed with COVID recently exceeded the rate of new cases among adults older than 65. The president's plan reportedly will address six areas, including vaccines and mask mandates. Let's bring in Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo, an epidemiologist and senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, to tell us more. Welcome, doctor.
Thanks for having me.
What would you like to hear from our president today?
Well, top of mind, I'd like to hear plans for how we're going to bolster our testing capacity. Testing has been a topic that we've talked about throughout the entirety of the pandemic. And we made good progress in expanding testing capacity. But unfortunately, around the kind of end of 2020, beginning of 2021, testing capacity basically eroded as states had to pivot their attention and pull their resources from testing in order to focus on mass vaccination. We need to test. We need to find infections. And unfortunately, there's just not enough capacity in the country to do that. It's taking too long for people to get test results, and it's being hard for people to find where to get tested and to access testing.
So you'd like a testing initiative to be implemented countrywide. What else does President Biden need to say today to turn this pandemic around? Is it even possible at this point?
Well, I am very much optimistic that we can turn it around, but the pathway to doing so is to increase vaccine uptake. So there's been a lot of discussion as of late as to whether people need third doses. Frankly, what I really want the president to focus on is making sure we get more first and second doses into the arms of people who have not yet been fully vaccinated. If we are able to use vaccines to tame the virus and to take off the table worries that people are going to wind up severely ill or die, I think our whole relationship to this virus will change, and that will begin the pathway to feeling like we're headed back to normal.
But doctor, this is a harder piece of the puzzle to take on, right? Because I want to take a step back. When the CDC put out guidance back in May that fully vaccinated people could go ahead and stop wearing masks and end social distancing, a number of epidemiologists back then were alarmed, saying, hey, it's too soon to have this message out there. We need to be focused on getting more people vaccinated. Is the Biden administration at least partially to blame for this surge that we're seeing right now?
Well, you know, really what we needed to remain laser focused on was making sure the unvaccinated get their first and second doses. And if the message deterred unvaccinated people from doing so, then that's bad. But I don't think it was necessarily wrong to say that getting vaccinated does buy you freedoms, does make you safer. And I think, unfortunately, some of the messaging as of late has really muddled our understanding of the protection that vaccines really do offer.
The harder challenge, though, is also to reach those people who believe in conspiracy theories and other forms of misinformation. How do we change our messaging to reach those people? You just laid out very clearly what we need to do. But there are people in this country who are hearing what you're saying and they do not believe you. Can we even do what you're saying, given the fact that many people don't believe the facts? How do we reach those people?
You know, I still remain optimistic. I'm not giving up on people. And I know that I've had many tough conversations with individuals who maybe start out a bit skeptical at first. But in hearing what their concerns are and giving space to their concerns and really just allowing them to get their questions answered in a non-judgmental way, I have seen people change their minds. So I remain hopeful. But it takes, you know, everybody. And a lot of the data show that people may be more responsive to friends and families than they are, you know, nameless experts on TV or certainly government officials. One of the things I hear most frequently when I talk to people, and they say to me they don't know who they can trust. And I ask them, can you talk to your doctor or your primary care provider? And many of these people don't have someone in their lives that they can talk to. But friends and family can certainly help connect them with the right information. And there's a built-in trust there. So I think it's important for all of us to, you know, roll up our sleeves and try to help the situation play a role in getting all of us vaccinated.
One last question I have for you. The president's plan also will reportedly address mask mandates. And we know state by state, municipality by municipality, school district by school district are making these choices about mask mandates. What would you like to hear from the president in that regard?
So I think masks remain an important tool for reducing transmission, and certainly in areas where we are deeply worried about rising case numbers, I think it's an important tool, particularly for the unvaccinated. That said, I think it's important for us to establish the exit ramps for masking, because I have to say a number of people, I know many, many people who feel like it's never going to end. They don't like wearing masks. They'll do it for a certain amount of time, but they don't understand when they get to stop. So I think it's really important for us to say, here is a level of transmission or vaccination uptake or hospitalizations, whatever, pick some metric to say, this is when it will end. And I think people can, you know, step up again and do their parts if they need to, but they need to know when it stops.
That is Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo, an epidemiologist and senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Thank you so much, doctor.
Thanks for having me.